The popularity of portable sound players is evident on the UW-Madison campus. Many of the students, like sophomore Cole Wenzel of Milwaukee, have earbuds or headphones on for hours each day.
I do listen to music a lot. I actually think my iPod can save the day sometimes.
Audiologists are concerned that music might be too loud, giving young people old ears. 19-year-old Devin Armstrong is concerned enough about possible loss of hearing that he plans to attend a free screening event at the state capitol.
Because I'm curious to see if I've lost any hearing, I don't know. I mean, I know it degenerates with age, but just to see.
While there's been an increased effort to alert young people to ear damage, it can occur at any age. In the past 30 years, hearing loss has doubled among Americans. Much of that's attributed to the country's aging population. But audiologist Laura Fell-Hicks says genetics, disease, and environmental factors can play a role.
Some people don't realize something as benign as paint thinners can cause hearing loss if they come in contact with the skin for long periods of time. So there's just a lot of things that are out there that can cause hearing loss.
Audiologists and speech pathologists from UW-Whitewater and Madison will be doing the testing on a first-come, first-served basis at the state capitol for people of all ages. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.